Track 15. Follies, fancies, shell houses, grottos, bathrooms, you name it. Shell artist Blot, short for Charlotte, Care Wilson, has put a shell on it.
Her story begins not in a grand country house, but in a modest council flat in Peckham in 1989. With little money, but abundance of imagination, Blot did what all great artists do. She made something extraordinary out of very little. Cement was cheap. Shells and sand were free, so she simply got on with it, transforming her tiny bathroom into a dazzling shell grotto. She entered a competition and won, marking the beginning of a remarkable career. Since then, Blot has gone on to create breathtaking shell interiors across the globe. Bathrooms, powder rooms and washrooms have become her signature canvases, each one a richly detailed world of texture and surprise. I had the privilege of stepping into her bathroom at her Norfolk home, a space shimmering with mussels, pearls, exotic birds and unexpected whimsical details. It was magical. But her work extends far beyond bathrooms. Blot is now an internationally recognised shell artist, with commissions ranging from Ballymaloe in County Cork to Daylesford House, Eaton Hall for the Duke of Westminster and Abington Hall Gardens. Her creations have adorned roundhouses, hallways, cottages, ceilings, croquet sheds, waterfalls, cabins, shrines, even French grottos. Each project is as imaginative as the last, blending craftsmanship with a deep sense of storytelling. In between these large-scale commissions, she turns her attention to smaller, intricate works. Her studio is a treasure trove, shelves lined with jars of every conceivable shell, each one waiting to be transformed. From these, she creates exquisite wall pieces and beautifully clad pots. During my visit, she showed me three boxed artworks from her 31 weather areas of the Shipping Forecast series. Delicate, intricate sculptures composed of thousands of shells. Most had already been snapped up, so I felt especially lucky to see the few that remained. Interestingly, Blot's materials come from both humble and far-reaching sources. While she uses mussels, scallops and other byproducts of the food industry, she also works with specialist shell dealers from the UK and abroad, ensuring that she has exactly the right shell for each detail. At the time of writing, she's been immersed in a project in Dorset for the past 9 months, another testament to her dedication and meticulous approach. What struck me most, however, was her commitment to community. One project took place at Ffynnon Antrim Sant, St Anthony's Well in Carmarthenshire, Wales. This wasn't just an artistic commission, it became a shared local endeavour. A box for shell donations was placed in the village shop, inviting contributions from residents and school children alike. Together, they selected a design, a Celtic cross, from around 75 postcards, usually using only locally sourced shells such as cockles, mussels, otter and razor shells. The result is beautiful and meaningful, a piece of art rooted in place and people. Shell grottos themselves have a long and fascinating history. First popular on the continent, they appeared in Britain during the 17th century, thanks in part to the French landscape artists Salomon and Isaac de Caus. These visionary brothers transformed English parklands with elaborate water gardens, fountains, cascades and enchanting hidden features. Grottos, along with follies and fanciful garden structures, became spaces of intrigue, often lit by candlelight and used for late-night gatherings and quiet revelry. Blot's work feels like a modern continuation of this tradition, breathing new life into an art form that is both historic and wonderfully eccentric. She's also a passionate supporter of the Glanford Shell Museum, a place close to many hearts. To help raise funds, Blot will be giving a talk about her work, followed by a mussel or vegetarian supper and a glass of wine from Burn Valley Vineyard. This event will take place at the Little School of Needlecraft on Thursday, July the 9th, from 7 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. Tickets are available via the school's website.